Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what to say apart from I'm looking.
Yeah.
Missed a shot, it's like I dropped the ball.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like I'm on stage and I forgot the words.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like building a new house with no roof and no door.
Damn, I'm sorry.
It's like trying to propose and I ain't got the ring.
Oh, damn, I'm sorry.
But girl, I've apologized a million times before.
I've apologized a million times.
So here it comes again for all the wrong I've done.
Girl, get ready, babe.
Here's 1,000,001. Girl, this is my story for 2004. And I ain't gonna mess up no more this year. I'ma take this one chance and make it real clear. I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, sorry, in case I don't tell you. Tell you December, I'm sorry.
All right, y'all, what's up? It is Queen J. Welcome to another episode of Queen J Podcast on Blog Talk Radio. I would like to apologize for the constant music changes. I still had a song from my podcast earlier that was playing at the beginning, which is a great song, by the way, to help you relax and unwind. You got to listen to the words to understand that one, which is in my description box of my last episode, which was a success, by the way. Still want to say shout out to her. Her name is in the description box on my last episode. Interview was amazing. The song that you heard at first was Kelly Rowland Motivation. That was actually what I played yesterday. So I actually wanted to do that Ruben Studdard song. That was actually what I was downloading before the show started. For some reason, that song has been in my head for the past couple of days, and I can't understand why, but it's always a reason for everything. So anyway, y'all, it is Queen J. I am back. Like I told y'all, my hiatus, I'm rocking and rolling, getting this podcast thing going. And I'm not going to prolong the time because tonight it is a long-awaited return of Nighttime Conversation with Queen J. And I'm not alone, y'all. I'm back tonight with a familiar guest. Y'all loved him before when he was on my previous episodes. He is back. I'm getting ready to unmute him. Hey, how's they? How you doing?
Bang, bang, what's happening, man? Rocco Holiday, we back in here, man. Queen J, what's happening with you?
Just glad chilling, man. It's been a while.
We back. Yeah,
we back like we never left.
Back like we never left.
It's always, like I said earlier, with my new guests, it's always an honor to have any guests come to my show. And you know, you have always, you know, we got history, and you know, you always welcome here on Queen J Podcast. And I'm just excited because I be tired, running, but this is my second show for today. And I'm glad we actually are having another nighttime conversation tomorrow night. So I definitely want you to, if you have time, to tune into that one tomorrow night as well.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
Definitely glad to have you back for the return of Nighttime Conversation that was previously known as Late Night Conversation.
I don't know when it first started.
Yes, you was.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, you was. I don't know exactly what you want to discuss, so we can, you know how my show go. We can talk about eating everything.
I'm following your lead. It's your show.
I know. But I actually had a great topic since this is a nighttime conversation. We're not going to get too juicy, not this time. Maybe next time. But we ain't gonna get too juicy this time. We gonna kind of chill. But I want to talk something that I think that both of us can. I'm gonna tweet this out for a second. I want to talk about something that I feel like both of us can talk about because we did it to each other, and it's about forgiveness. And I feel like this would be perfect, the return of Nighttime Conversation, because people can learn how it is to forgive people. And you already know, Now, I was going to say, like, you already know, as I told y'all, you already know what we went through. Hell, I don't know about him, y'all, but I hated his ass. I want to scratch his eyeballs out at one point. But we came, and I'm pretty sure he had some shit to say about me and all this next. See, when you grown, you can admit shit and laugh about it. You know what I'm saying?
What I
wanted to ask you first was, how, before we even get into our history, people might say, well, how did y'all, you know, learn to forgive each other? But I want to ask you a question personally. Right. How do you cope with forgiveness? Like, what I'm trying to say, if that can go a little further, is it hard for you to forgive people at first?
In the beginning stages, yes. I say yes and no. For me, I can only speak for myself. I still hold on to this street persona.
Right.
So it's like, if I just look at it like this, if nobody hasn't talked about my family, talked about me in a disrespectful way, or nobody shot nobody, nobody did nothing to nobody, then easier for me to heal, and it's easier for me to heal, and then it's just easier for me to go back and revisit the conversation. It just depends on the person. But it took me a long time to forgive people, because I'm always like, I'm not with it. I'm not. Once you do something, because I still stand on this, because I feel like once you do something to me, I cut you off for the rest of my life.
Right.
But if I know you ain't done nothing, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
But what I was going to say was, I feel like once you do something to me and it's detrimental to me and I know you did something that you know you can't come back from, then we ain't got no reason to have a relationship, talk, social media, or real life. But right. But now that I'm a little older, I'm all for, you know, forgiving people, whether it's real life or social media.
Right.
Because I've turned over some new leaves in the last 6 years. I've did some soul searching and actually turned over some new leaves and really just started putting myself first.
Right.
But it's just all about how you present yourself and just figuring out, is it worth putting the time and effort into forgiving somebody?
Right. Yeah.
I'm built off loyalty, so My loyalty is different. I'm cut from a different cloth, so I'm cut different.
Right. Right. And I definitely agree. Like, for me, I want to say forgiveness. You know, anybody know me, know I love watching Madea. And it's something that she said on one of her movies. She said, well, actually, it's been said on a lot of Tyler Perry movies, but he said, forgiveness is not for the other person, it's for you. So with that being said,
yeah.
A lot of times I find it hard to forgive people, whether it be social media, mm-hmm. real life. Like, sometimes I just have to tell myself, like, you know, do I really want to keep holding on to this? But some things that some people do, like, there's this one person right now in my real life, I mean, like, when I say real life, I mean that I know personally, that has done so much to me where I don't see how I can forgive them, because when I keep trying to give them a chance, they keep making things worse. But
yeah.
Then they are blind to the things that they have done. So, you know, it's good. It's actually a good, now, I don't want nobody to go say, Queen J, listen, I'm not telling nobody not to forgive people. But what people have to understand is that some things are so hard to deal with. Like right now, it took me a while to forgive my uncles. One of my uncles passed away 2 years ago, but it took me a while to forgive my uncles and my aunt because of how they let my mom. Oh, thank you. Of how they let my mom took care of my grandma by herself. My mom didn't have a life that she really wanted. Even though I was younger, wasn't here yet, and I didn't know everything. But I know that much because of the careers that they got. She had to deal with, she had to take care of her mom by herself. Taking care of an older person, that's a job. You know, an elderly person, I want to say, is a job. So it took a minute. It took a minute for me to, like, say, you know what? And since one of my uncles being dead, I had to let that dead weight go. But see, that's another thing I want to ask you. Like, how do you feel about people that, you know, hold grudges? Like, I know I've held grudges. But...
I'm gonna be honest. I'm still holding to this. I'm not even gonna sit here and hold you. I still hold you to this day.
Yeah. And I'm not judging that.
I still hold a few to this day. I know I'm wrong for whatever reason, but I ain't gonna lie. I still hold a few. I ain't gonna lie. I still hold a lot of them to this day. Do I regret it? No, because I look at it like. Some relationships ain't worth when I look at it, it's whatever with me. You stay over there, I stay over here, and you keep, and you know, we do it. And as long as it ain't no melee, then we ain't got nothing to worry about. You stay over here, I stay over here. And we just love each other from business.
Right.
But as far as, like, holding grudges in general, I don't think it's, in the hindsight, and I'm just speaking to the audience, but when I look at holding grudges, I don't think it's a good idea, and it's not healthy.
Right.
But for me, it's a little different. But for the average, I'm speaking to the average audience, but to the average audience, I don't think holding grudges is a good idea.
Right.
If you can forgive that person, and you know that person ain't never done nothing, no wrong to you, or did nothing that was detrimental to you, then go ahead and handle that. Then you just, you know, you can, it's easier to revisit certain situations.
Right.
Because you always want to leave room for communication open to revisit anything. You always, especially if you know if it's worth revisiting.
Right.
Like, that's why I just, some lanes I keep open and some lanes I just keep closed. It's just all about who the person is. and who you are as a person, because only you know you.
Right. And some people you do have to give like with a, you know, how they say, feed with the long spoon. You know, you just have to. Right. And so, like I was saying earlier, and if anybody wants to know what feeding with a long spoon is, I will give y'all a definition. And it's a great definition, by the way. To exercise caution while dealing with someone who is liable to hurt you. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I never knew that what that meant. I'm just learning, like, for all my people who have been listening to my show since day one, y'all know I tell y'all, I'm learning. I teach myself things. And whatever I said, y'all tell myself the same thing. I never knew that what that meant. To exercise caution while dealing with someone who is liable to hurt you. So that means that some people you have to, like, take a... And y'all know, sometimes we have to go off topic a little bit, and it's okay because we'll go right back to it. How they know what time it is. He already knows. But listen, sometimes some people, when you feel like if you have them vibes like they're going to hurt you, you have to, like, back up a little bit. They might get confused, but you being cautious. You're not trying to say they're going to hurt you. But who wants to keep continuously getting hurt? And I'm glad we bring that up because I kind of wish I knew that about a certain situation. Many situations. I don't want nobody to think, oh, I'm trying to put people on the bus or don't talk about nobody because I don't do that on my platform. But I'm just going to say for certain situations, I wish that I would have had caution and knew that I was going to get hurt again. You know, but going back to forgiveness, I want to ask you, what do you think forgiveness, what does forgiveness mean to you? Like, what is your personal or definition of what forgiveness is to you? Because everybody got their own definition.
My definition of forgiveness. Oh, this is a good one. I don't even know if I have one at this point. Ooh. I'm gonna just say this for the average audience. Forgiveness is, I'm gonna just speak for me. Forgiveness is not letting someone give you a second. It's like a second. You giving someone a second chance of life.
Right.
To right their. To admit that they were wrong and taking a, and I say this word a lot, and you know I do. I say this word an awful lot, and I've been saying it for the last couple of years now. It's all about taking accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness and taking accountability goes hand in hand. So being able to forgive someone, and my definition of it is taking accountability for the things that you do and the things that you say. Because I do read in the Bible, the tongue is a powerful thing. So be careful what you say out your mouth and be careful how you treat people.
Right.
Because you might not get that second go around to forgive again.
Right. Exactly. And I was saying earlier, you don't want people to pass away and then you didn't get a chance to say you sorry to them or get them a chance to say they sorry to you. You know, that's
it's worse when they pass away. Man.
Right.
It's very worse when they pass away because the detrimental of that, you don't have a detrimental of that apology. So you really can't take accountability for the things that you say. That's why I said the tongue is a powerful thing.
And see, the thing
is, I always live by the motto, not to cut you off, but I feel like if you take accountability early, the situations are easier to forgive. But I also feel like communication plays a part in it as well. Communication is the key to any relationship.
Right.
If you don't have communication, how can you forgive anybody?
Communication goes a lot of ways.
Communication is the key. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to leave y'all with this tonight if y'all don't leave with anything else. Communication is the number one key to forgiveness. Because
right.
if you can sit down and have a conversation with anybody, it's easier to forgive and it's easier. I don't expect nobody to forget nothing, but it's easier to forgive. If you can sit down and be an adult and have a conversation, then yes, I'm all for it. You can forgive all you want, but you got to be, your mindset got to be there for in order for you to have that forgiveness in your heart. Don't just
right.
say you're going to forgive somebody and then go in real life or on social media and do the total opposite. That ain't the way to forgive nobody.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. And it's good that you talked about communicating. Like I tell y'all, we might go off the topic a little bit, but we always will get back to the topic. But sometimes people don't know how to communicate. Sometimes people mm-hmm. just want to, they feel like if they said one thing, that's it. They ain't really want to talk about the whole situation. They don't, I've had plenty of situations. I've had plenty of situations where people have tell me how they felt, and it was screw how I feel. And I'm like I said, I'm not talking about nobody in particular
right.
because I have things right. that happen in real life on a daily basis. Like this one girl, I gave her. I know this one girl I know personally. We had a conversation, and someone told her something that she said I said. On my part, now, for those people out there who think that I don't take accountability or that I don't tell my truth, I do. Because the same person on this podcast right now is who I want to do my own interview. So I will be having me a tell-all interview. But listen, I take accountability, and I might not let you know I take accountability. I'm not talking about you. I'm saying in general. But I take accountability, especially
right.
when I go in my prayer closet. And my thing is that one thing about me is that I have a conscience. There are a lot of things that bother me that I may have done wrong. But I would never just say that I would never just sit there and say, oh, I wasn't wrong for this. I wasn't wrong for that. Communication is everything. And I feel like if we can't communicate. Yeah.
It can change a lot of different things in a lot of different aspects.
Yeah, and I feel like if we can't communicate, if we can't have a, because some people just want you to look at their side. And don't look at the full story. Can I get my part out? Now, I ain't going to lie to you. For me, sometimes I tend to just, as soon as somebody tell me inside, okay, I'm done with it. I'm letting it go. Instead of us having a conversation. So conversations
and that's
are,
not helpful.
Right, it's not. Because I think sometimes with me, I'd be scared to have the conversation because I feel like the person is not going to understand where I'm coming from. Because you have those people that, like
mm-hmm.
I say, they want to always look at things, well, you did me like this. But I want people to understand when it comes to me, I will understand what I did wrong to you. But when we're having a conversation, I want you to understand where I was coming from, why X, Y, and Z happened. So
right.
communication is, like you said, communication and taking accountability does play a factor in when it comes to forgiveness, because there's one person right now that I wish would take accountability and understand why I don't want to deal with them, and you know who I'm talking about. And I'm not talking about social media stuff, I'm talking about real life shit. This person
real life, yeah.
wondering why I don't want them at my house or none of that. Because they're not even taking accountability to what they did over the years.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's important that we learn how to, you know, forgive people. Like, and we gonna get into how we, well, how I forgave you. Because I'm not even going in the whole details of all that. But I said to myself one day, I said, you know what? I said, I shouldn't let people stop me from wanting to be cool with somebody. And when X, Y, and Z happened, and I said, you know what? I used to see you and people mentioned. We were mentioning the same tweets. I said, you know what? I'm tired of having him blocked. And he even got me blocked. So that's why, you know, I unblocked his fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like a weight lifted off my shoulders. I ain't going to lie. Because I carried
that
burden.
That's why I say Tom Hills on
Yeah, because I carried that burden for a while. All because I was wondering what other people was going to think. But even to this day, I still am learning how to forgive people. And I also, we want to be forgiven as well. Like, we want to forgive people. But we want to learn how to forgive people, but we got to know how to forgive also. I mean, you get what I'm saying? Like, I forgave you. I want you, would want you to forgive me too. Like, some people, there goes the whole taking accountability thing. Some people always think things are just one-sided. And I just want to say this podcast is not about nobody particular, so I won't hear nothing about from nobody later. We're just talking to you about forgiveness. But me and Barack O'Holiday are an example of forgiveness. Because if you knew the history of us, then you would understand, okay, yeah, y'all, we was not speaking. Like, he tell me he had did a whole show about saying, you know, how he still respected me and all that. Which I didn't know that till later. But we were not speaking, period.
Not to cut you off, there were times where your name would come up and other, like, I would go do promo runs, and there was some times where your name would come up, and I would never, and I just wouldn't, no matter where I was in life, no matter how I was doing, I never once spoke bad about you, because I couldn't bring myself to put myself back into that place of just speaking bad about somebody, especially when it's, you know, when it's the internet.
Right.
You know, it's the internet. And then we really, knowing that we already had a history before the craziness. So it's like,
right,
it's the internet. I'm not going to let this domino effect of us not speaking is just, you know, but like I said, it's just once you sit down, not even really sit down and have a conversation, it's just once you can fix your misunderstandings, the relationship can be smoothed out like it's supposed to be.
Right.
But like I said, I always thought high of you. I never really once spoke bad about you. Even though we went through what we went through, that's neither here nor there. Sometimes you got to turn the chat, just, you know, people for who they are.
Right. And sometimes people do things because it's something they've been taught. You ever thought about that? I'm not saying that for me, but it just come across my mind. Sometimes you have to forgive people because of things they've been taught. Some people don't know how to go about doing certain things because that's how they were raised up. You ever thought about it like that? Like, it just, that just, like, came across my mind.
Yeah, everybody's not the same. You got, man, everybody's not the same. Everybody have a different walk of life.
Right.
Everybody don't come from the same walk of life you come from. So it's a little different.
some people have
talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Some people have been hurt to the point where they hurt others. So it's like they don't know how to treat people. And so that's what you got to forgive people at too, because sometimes they don't know how to treat people because they've been hurt so bad, hurting everybody that really, the people that really care about them, you know?
Yeah.
And I, like I said, sometimes I see myself doing that, you know? Sometimes I see myself hurting people, not saying I'm out here doing people wrong, you know, not saying I ain't never did nobody wrong, because like I said, people think I don't tell my truth, but I do. But what I'm just saying is that sometimes when you've been hurt so bad, you know, you don't know how to go about talking to people that really care and love you. So I just try to, you know, right now I got, it's some people I got to forgive. It's hard, but I can't keep walking around life. If I want to have a successful life and a peaceful life, I can't keep walking around holding those grudges. Now, but the thing is that I just be wanting those people to understand what the hell it is that they did. That's my whole issue. So I have another question for you.
Okay.
Not, and you don't have to tell, go in details. But what was the hardest thing you had to give, forgive someone for? Yeah, your phone is crazy. Like, bring it. Okay, I'll give you.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, it's better now.
Okay, cool. The hardest thing I had to forgive someone for.
Yeah.
Without going into detail, I had a family member, that had, it was a long time ago. I can speak about it now, but I got accused of, you know, just something that wasn't true.
Right.
Something that you really get put under the jail for. Without even going into details, but I had to, it took me a long time to forgive one of my big cousins, because I, you know, with that, I took it to heart, and the reason why I wasn't cool with my quote-unquote cousin was because of somebody that he was, that he had a relationship with.
Right,
but it's funny how that we have a relationship today compared to how it was probably 10-15 years ago.
Right,
but it's just not going into details. But yeah, that was the hardest thing that I had to really come to reality with, and then seeing them, watching them grow up years later. But I was like, no, I can't walk around with those lies on my head, so those lies had to be addressed.
Right.
But I'm not gonna, but like I said, at the end of the day, I'm gonna leave it like this. I love kids. I'm gonna always love kids, and I have nothing to do anything like that. Nothing. None, no sort, none, nothing, some sort of nature, nothing like that. I'm not even that type of person, especially with somebody that has a real close connection.
Right.
But for somebody in my family to put that stain on my name, I thought that was kind of messed up.
Yeah, and family will do shit like that. I have a person in my family that, go sit down. Go sit down. I'm sorry about this. These kids, they something else. Hold on a second. Go sit down. I finished. Sorry, y'all. Anyway, just hold on. Anyway, y'all, I'm sorry. Anyway, so listen. So you don't understand. So and I, look, I ain't got. Well, I just got one. Anyway, so check this shit out. Check this shit out. Now, I got a family member who lied on me and said I was gonna have a baby before I finished high school. Yeah, I was about. I think I was about 14 when she said that. Now, I'm 32 right now. I finished high school in 2009. So ask me, do I have the baby? Like, I literally want you to ask me that question. I don't have no kids. No, I don't have no kids. Never been pregnant. Nothing. And I'm not trying to disrespect her because she is an older lady. She's like my great aunt. But my whole thing is, like, you say you're a child of God and stuff and you're a prophet, but then you tell lies like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's just my family,
right.
Like, family can be, right, this, I guess, like, nobody understands. That's why I said I got to have me an interview because nobody understands the deep pain and hurt that I have. Not being selfish, everybody going through something. But nobody understands.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody understands the deep pain and hurt I have. And part of it is about my family. Like, I be feeling like sometimes these folks just hate my guts because of all the stuff they say. But then I got to realize, like, family, a lot of people family do that. But the lion say somebody's going to have, and guess what? What's so crazy is that the same person that said that I was going to have a baby before high school, actually, their granddaughter actually ended up having a baby the same age that they said I was going to have one. But they made excuses about it. They made excuses about it and said, oh, she didn't know. The mom didn't know. Like, come on. But if that was me, oh, I would have been every hoe and slut in the book. So, but I had to learn how to forgive. I had to learn how to forgive. You know what I'm saying? I had to learn how to forgive that. Yeah. I had to learn how to forgive that person. Now, I want to talk about something else I had to learn how to forgive for. This is about 5 or 6 years ago. I went to see this dude. My mom was just moving to house. Like I told y'all, Queen J Podcast is back in full effect, and this is different. It's different. I went to see this dude, and my mom had just moved to house. She's like, girl, you ain't got to go see that dude. And I said, well, and I'm just telling my truth, we ain't had no friendship in the house yet. And I said, okay, well, she said, well, the friendship be here Friday. So I said, well, no, I said, I don't want to sleep on the floor. I said, I'm going to go stay with the dude. He was in Orangeburg till the furniture come in the house. So there was an ex that I used to be cool with. Well, we still cool when we see each other, we don't talk. And he was like, well, when I told him what happened, he was like, well, why didn't you tell me? I would have, you know, paid for you a room or something. You didn't have to go up there and get what you got. So I'm thinking I went to see this dude. I'm thinking everything is fine. You know what I'm saying? You know, he cooked me some food. I went cooking breakfast one morning. And you know how those one-bedroom apartments, some one-bedroom apartments with the bathroom where the bedroom at. That's how his was. So I went in the bathroom. And I said, okay. You know, I said, well, this is private time. I ain't got to lock the door. You understand what I'm saying? I said, this is private time. So I'm thinking I got private time, right?
Right.
I went in the bathroom. Mind you, I'm sitting on the toilet. Not saying what I was doing on the toilet, but I was sitting on the toilet. And he just comes in the bathroom and start holding a knife at me. While I'm sitting on the toilet, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm literally scared because I'm not understanding why he's doing it. Like, I'm just, in the bathroom, you know what I'm saying, handling my business, you know, changing my clothes, putting on my night clothes and stuff like that. He just basically holding a knife at me. I'm like, okay, you know, so that kind of threw me off, but I said, okay, I'm going to let that slide, which I should have, you know, so I said, I'm going to let that slide. So my mom was telling me not to go. And so that's why, so this is a disclaimer out there. When your parents tell you not to do something, please listen.
When parents tell you not to do something, you better not do it.
Right.
And you better
right. And let me say this. And let me say this, and I'm going to say this, active parents that are in your life that are actually trying to raise you, I don't think you should, this is my opinion, I don't think you should listen to the ones that ain't really been in your life, but I'm talking about active parents that have been, that are in your life that actually care about you. This is what I think, yeah, and so my mom took care of me, and so she was telling me not to go. So that was the first thing. So I said, okay, cool. I said, okay, and we still talk about forgiveness, y'all, but we do a little story time. I said, okay, cool. I said, I'm just going to let that slide. Then he chases me around the house with a knife and an axe, a baseball bat and an axe. And my dumbass, y'all people that been watching this my show know that nothing is off limits. It is definitely, this is a return, so I'm going full force. And my dumbass sat there and running around with him, thinking that shit is cool. What he do? Oh yeah, he do. Yeah, he know he all right. He just playing. You know what I'm saying? But then what topped it all off was when he pulled my hair and said some stupid shit like, "Go cook me some breakfast." Or whatever, go cook me some eggs, you know, pulling my hair, hurting my hair. So I tend to sit there and think about it, and I say, you know what? I should have stayed home. That whole night, I didn't even sleep in the bed with him. I slept on the floor. I have never let anything ruin my sleep. That whole night, I slept with my eyes open because I didn't know what he was going to do next. No, he didn't use the weapons on me, but he was playing with me with them. And I called my mom and I said, you know what? I said, you was right. I said, I got to get home. And she talked to him. She said, are you trying to kill my daughter? Well, you a parent. I'm not a parent, but I could imagine if my child was in danger. Even if I had told my child not to do something and he still did it. I'm still going to be that concerned parent. That's how my mom was. She said, so I'm going to get you home. You still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, she said, so I'm going to get you home. And she did what she had to do.
I'm
going to
piggyback. I'm going to piggyback off of that as soon as you.
So she was like, you know what? She said, she told me, she said, now, are you going to make sure she get in a taxi? And I said, yeah. And he said, yeah. He paid for a taxi. When I got home, he was pissed. Well, he was talking mad shit. Well, I told you I didn't have enough food. And you ate up my food and stuff like that. And I'm like, bruh, like, I told you I was coming. You said, okay. Yeah, you mentioned that movie. I didn't really care. Come up there to eat no food. I came up there to see you. So the fast forward, make a long story short, he has found me 2 times on social media since then. One time back in 2017 on Facebook, he hit me up. Oh, I miss you, XYZ. I said, do you not forget what you did? He's like, what did I do? I said, you took weapons out on me. He's like, I was just playing. I said, what? I said, just playing? I said, but who plays like that? I said, you took weapons. I said, do you not understand that you took weapons out on me? You literally took weapons out on me. A knife axe, a baseball bat. But you're talking about you're playing. Then he got mad because I wouldn't talk to him, so he left me alone. So then I was on this other social media website called Beagle. Found me on there. I told him again, I said, you still don't remember who you were talking to. You still don't remember what you did. He was like, But you got to understand, I wouldn't let just some random person I meet on social media in my house. But you did, though. But you did that. But the scary thing about it is that he still said that he was just playing. But I said that story to say this. It took me a while to learn to forgive him. Because I feel like now somebody did that in front of him to think that that's okay to play with weapons like that. No, I don't want nothing to do with him. I don't want him to come across.
What if that knife would have really went off? You would have died.
Right.
Think about it.
He didn't use it on me. So that's why I went back to say sometimes people go through trauma. I consider that trauma. No, he didn't use the stuff on me, but kind of like I tell y'all, we might go off topic a little bit. It's kind of why I'm cautious about meeting people. When I'm in public, I tend to look around all the time. I could be sitting in my car waiting on somebody at the store or whatever. And I'm just constantly looking around. And somebody asked me, why do you do that? Like, are you got attention problems? So I said, no. It's because of what I experienced in my past. I can't trust people. I have to keep alert on my surroundings. So you can go ahead and piggyback off. I just wanted to mention that.
Since we speaking, since I know this is a touchy subject, I'll say this, and we're gonna switch gears a little bit. If anybody that's listening to this podcast, if you're going through things like that, trauma, domestic violence, or anything of that some sort of nature, please go get help.
Right.
Don't hold these things in. Don't try to be Macho Man Randy Savage and act like everything is all good when it ain't. Please go get help, because trauma is real, domestic violence is real, and none of that is worth losing your life. And when a parent tells you to not go to someone else, go to someone else's establishment without certain ramifications.
Right.
Please listen to your parents. Because
yep.
Parents have a hard time dealing with a loss of a child or
right.
a loss of an adult. So don't be one of those, like I said, if you're listening to this podcast, please do not be one of these parents or adults to let your kids go to just anybody's house. Because
right.
anybody can go through these situations and you can end up on the 6 o'clock news.
Right.
Just for disobeying your parents or being at the wrong place at the wrong time. So if anybody going through these situations, please, not because Queen J said it, not because Barocco Holiday said it, please go get help.
Right.
Please do what you have to do so you can live your life and live an honest, peaceful life. And I'm gonna end on that message right there.
Because
that's my advice to you guys. That's my message to you guys.
Because listen, at the time I was about 25. It doesn't matter what age you are. If you have a
right.
parent that's in your life that's active and care about you, and you know they do, I don't care what y'all go through, that person been taking care of you, and they tell you, don't go up there. Don't do that.
Right.
It's hard to not show my emotions on my show because I'm trying to be professional. But it's just that I wish I would listen. I wouldn't be here today if things had went a wrong turn.
Wrong turn. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, it just was hurtful, the fact that the person said, I was just playing. I could never play with nobody like that. Like, I don't even own a baseball bat or axe. And the only thing I use a knife for is to cut my meat and cut stuff up, like, in the kitchen. Like, regarding food. You know, like, regarding food, that's it. I would never use those things. Because I don't have time to be going to jail for nobody. Like, I don't.
This ain't no Fatal Attraction TV show. So if you're watching Fatal Attraction, you do that.
So I want to read some, I posted a question since we were talking about forgiveness. And I posted the question and we had some responses like immediately. Just a few. I said, question for tonight, what are y'all thoughts on forgiveness? And I'm going to read all these responses because I think all of them are good. We're going to talk about them. And I will tag each of these hurt people on the post. I would like to thank you guys for responding. Keeping it underscore real said, it's more for the forgiver than the forgiven. Now, I definitely agree with that because that's just like what we were saying earlier about, you know, the person that forgives is not for the other person, it's for you. So what he said actually ties with that. He said it's more for the forgiver than the forgiven. So it's that's why we say it's important to, probably say it's important to make sure that you're the person. That's just like if you ask me if I told you I'm sorry about something, and you say you don't forgive me, then I can't, you know, I can't hold that grudge because at the end of the day, I did my part. And vice versa. I could be the one, you know, you get what I'm trying to say.
Of course.
Latoya331 said, I'll forgive, but I won't forget. Now, I can agree with that. Sometimes we can forgive all day long, but we can, and you mentioned that earlier, we can forgive all day long, but we can never forget what people did.
Yeah, it can be, like I said, detrimental to someone else's life.
It's a lot. And I had someone tell me, I want to say this real quick. I had someone tell me, you know, they was like, y'all women. I'm gonna send them this episode too. They said, y'all women, y'all love holding on to things. Y'all don't know how to just let shit go. And I said, well, for me, it's not that I won't let things go. It's just, like I said earlier, it's just some things are hard to forgive people for. It's just hard, you know. Nurse_Ratchet14 said, it's a catalyst for peace. Now, I don't quite know what catalyst means, so I'm going to look it up real quick so that I can understand fully what she says. It's a substance that increases... that don't sound right. She said it's a catalyst for peace. So I'm just going to say this. I don't know what actually catalyst means, but I'm just going to put it in my words. I guess trying to say it's like a substitution for peace. So I can agree with that because, and I think that's kind of where it ties in at. Forgiveness, when you forgive people and forgive you, that's where that peace comes in at. Like I told you, when we forgave each other, I had peace. People may not think that, but it's true. Because it was weighing on me for a while that we were just in each other's, you know, we were getting tagged in tweets and not speaking and all that crap. I never want to go through that again, but Human Target 13 said really depends on the situation. You can always forgive, but never forget, which is true. Once again, you can forgive people, but you can never forget about nothing nobody did. Sometimes some things some people did to me still lingers in my mind. You're the violence that I guess depends on for what. yeah, sometimes it depends on what you're forgiving somebody for. Now, I'm going to say this. And you mentioned it earlier because you said somebody lied on you. So, like I said, I know you, and I know you're not that type of person anyway. But I'm going to say this. I could never forgive people, and even though I don't have kids, I could never forgive people for hurting a child and doing other things I don't want to mention to a child. You get what I'm saying? I could never forgive people for that. That's so I can understand what he said about, you know, it depends on what it is. Some things are just unforgivable. When it comes to kids,
when
it comes to kids, there's a lot of things that should not happen. So hurting a child and other things, I could never forgive people for that. It ain't even got to be my child. One thing I want to shout out to my good neighbor, one thing we always say.
Shout out to all the kids across the globe, staying school kids. Don't be out here in the mouth. They can get you hurt.
One thing we always say is that we may not care for their mothers, but we'll never do anybody's kids bad. That's a fact. Right. May not care for their parents, but as far as the kids, we'll never do nobody's kids bad. So, just putting that out there. The next person said, and Ms. Cass, 221, who's actually going to be on my next edition of Nighttime Conversation tomorrow night. So excited about that. She said, forgiveness is more for the person who got hurt than the person who was in the wrong. But I also believe forgiving someone 100% means you unconditionally love them. You can forgive 100% and still have a valid reason to move on. It's for you more than anything. Now, I love all the responses, but that one right there, it definitely put the icing on the cake. She basically says forgiveness is more for the person who got hurt. So that's whoever got hurt in a situation. They got to learn how to forgive. But she said she believes forgiving someone 100% means you unconditionally love them. Sometimes you ever heard that saying about how you got to love some people from a distance?
Distance. I was just speaking on that earlier.
Yeah. Some people you got to love from a distance. Like, you love them, but you just can't deal with them. But you forgive them because, you know, it's just like for those people, and if you first time listen to Queen J podcast, I always say, I do believe in God and everything, and I know some people don't, and I respect that. But as for me personally, I believe in God. And it says, it was something I was going to say about that situation. Never mind. It was something about God with that situation, but never mind. It'll come back to me. I was going to say something about when Jesus died on the cross, and he said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. You know? But I forgot what I was about to say about that. So I can't even continue because I thought, because I forgot what I was going to say about that. But, he still loved the ones that were wanting to, you know, wanting him to die on the cross, whatever. So he said, he told God to forgive them. You know, I don't know all of the Bible, but I know some, you know. But I'm just saying, like, you know, that just goes with what she said about, you know, sometimes you love people, but you have to still forgive them. You know, it's a lot of people that I, you know, love, but I have to forgive them and feed, like I said, feed them with a long spoon. There's this one girl right now to this day, she don't know why I cut her off. I'm talking about real life shit, not no social media shit. To this day, she don't know why I cut her off. I cut you off for reasons. But I ain't gonna lie, and like I said, this is a different season of Queen J podcast. I should have had a conversation with her. I should have had a conversation with her. And because how I am now is that I do feel like people deserve, I know people say, oh, I ain't giving no explanation, but I do feel like people deserve an explanation. I do feel like people deserve an explanation of what's taking place so they will know how to move. I feel like you shouldn't leave people in the dark. But that's just me. But
some people deserve to be.
Because some people just don't care. Right.
Yeah.
You are definitely right. Like, you're definitely right.
Some people just don't care. Some people don't even have the decency to even think in that direction.
Right. That's most definitely true.
Sometimes you gotta look at it sometimes when you forgive someone, and I'm going to say this before, because I don't know how much more time we have, but I'm going to say this too. Sometimes when you forgive somebody, it does not require reconnection. And I stand firmly on this.
Right.
And I'll say it again for the audience. Forgiveness does not, and I repeat, does not require reconnection. So don't let these people out here try to fool you to make you seem like you got to be all forgiven, because I don't forget nothing, and I don't expect you to forget nothing either.
Right.
So don't. There's a line between being loyal and stupid.
Right.
There's a line between being a fool and being loyal.
Yep.
There's a line between disrespect and just flat out crossing the line.
Right.
So don't be a victim of either one of these things.
Right.
So if you forgive somebody, if you're gonna be in the mood of forgiving people or having that mood of forgiveness, let it be for the right reasons, not for the wrong reasons.
Right.
So like I said, forgiveness, no matter how you slice it, it just depends on the person and how well you know the person. Because sometimes,
right,
no matter the history, the bond, or whatever, no matter the history and the bond or whatever the case may be, once you do something, that's it. But like
it.
I said, sometimes forgiveness does not require reconnection. And sometimes you have to stand on that.
Yeah.
And then you have some forgiveness that does require connection. But it just all depends on what side you on at the end of the day and how you feel.
Right.
Don't nobody know how you feel but you and that
right.
other person.
Right.
So forgiveness works both ways. You just
And I do
and
commit
figure
anybody.
Out how you want to maneuver.
Right. And by the way, we do have 56 minutes left, so we do have some more time. Yeah, uh-huh. And I definitely agree with that. Like, I do commit anybody that, you know, tells someone how they feel. I've had people tell me how they feel. But sometimes you have to forgive yourself as well. Sometimes you have to forgive yourself for dealing
because
with certain
shit. Because it's about love at the end of the day.
Yeah, like, sometimes you have to forgive yourself. We about to take forgiveness to another level. Sometimes you have to forgive yourself for dealing with certain shit for so long. Sometimes you have to forgive yourself for dealing with certain shit.
We can talk about this all night.
Yeah, like sometimes you have to forgive yourself for dealing with certain shit for so long. Sometimes you have to forgive yourself for not putting your best foot forward. Like sometimes it's forgiveness is about self. Sometimes you have to forgive yourself for not putting your best potential that you could do. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes forgiveness is about you have to self forgive. Like I have to forgive myself sometimes when I sit there and say, I'm going to do something, I don't do it, knowing I had the potential to do it. Sometimes you have to, sometimes it's all about forgiving yourself. If nobody else forgive you, forgive yourself. I personally like to forgive
people. You got
to
forgive yourself.
Right. I personally like to forgive people. It's just some things are harder to forgive than others. And it's not an easy task.
That's why I was saying. That's why I just finished saying sometimes forgiveness does not require reconnection. There's a line
right.
between being stupid and there's a line between loyal. Stand on
so,
that.
Right. So sometimes I like to pray and say, you know what, I forgive that person, but I can't be around them. I can't talk to them. And I would want people to feel the same way about me. If I did something and you feel like you don't need to be around me or connected to me, I would want you to do what you have to do to stay away from me. Like, I wouldn't want you to, I wouldn't want anyone to feel like they have to be my friend or they have to be around me. So we had somebody else respond. They said, think that depends on what the situation is, but it's okay to never forget. So we have about three people that agree that it's okay to forgive, but it's never okay to forget. Right.
No, you don't forget about anything.
Right.
It's like I was just saying, there's a line between being loyal and there's a line between being stupid.
It's like I said, I definitely think about what happened to me. I still think about that. But I said, you know what? I can't, like I said, I can't keep walking around and grudges holding my heart. And I feel like when you let things go and forgive people, you'll feel a burden lifted. Now, if you're one of those people that just want to hold on to stuff all the time, you ain't going to feel that burden lifted. But you will feel that burden lifted when you, like I said, people say they want to help me, but you will feel that burden lifted. We had somebody else that just responded to the question as well. They said, I believe everyone should be forgiven because you don't want to walk around holding a grudge against them for the rest of your life. It's very true, Terry Field. And the other person that said the last response was for a Fort Minor project. Yeah. But Terry Field 30 just said, I believe everyone should be forgiven because you don't want to walk around holding a grudge against them for the rest of your life. That goes back to what I said about holding grudges against people that pass away. You don't want people to pass away. Because my pastor, you know my pastor passed away 2 years ago, and there was something her cousin did in the church that I had to forgive her for because it had me so mad because I was there when it happened. And when it was the day of the funeral, the cousin went up there to try to touch the casket. And her sons made her go sit down. You know what I'm saying? See, and you know what's so crazy about the situation? Everybody was calm. Well, the granddaughter was crying, but everybody was calm except for the cousin. The same cousin that did the pastor wrong in the church one time was the same cousin that basically crying, yelling, saying she missed her. And you know how that saying goes, it's always the ones who do people wrong that be crying the most at the funerals. And this is what she was doing. I'm not disclosing names. Yeah. So my thing was, it hurt her because she didn't get to forgive. She didn't get to, my pastor probably forgave her, but she didn't get to ask for forgiveness. She probably didn't go to my pastor and say, I'm sorry for what I did to you at the church. You understand what I'm saying? Like, she didn't do that. So, with that being said, we got to learn how to forgive people. Hell, I want people to learn how to forgive me. I don't want nobody to feel like, I wouldn't want nobody to feel like they can't forgive me. If you feel like you can't forgive me, then I really want you deep down to find why, because I don't want nobody holding no grudge against me. So,
Did you have any else you want to add about this topic?
I think we covered a lot of ground, but like I'm gonna leave with this. Be loyal. I'm gonna say it like this. I'm gonna piggyback off of that. Be loyal to the people that are loyal to you.
Right.
Forgive the ones you have connections with. Don't waste your time trying to forgive somebody that ain't trying to forgive you.
Right.
And like I always say, be careful who you let in your circle. Be careful who you let in your life. And don't be out here kissing everybody that you ain't got no business kissing. Because that can be detrimental to your health as well.
Hey, there you go.
And I'm going to leave on that. That's so I'm going to leave on that now.
There's a lot of disclaimers out there. He just gave y'all a lot of disclaimers. That's what I missed on Queen J podcast. He always just keep me laughing, but always keeping it real. And when you have that type, like you said earlier, some people are not meant to be reconnected with. So with that being said.
Yeah, of course.
Right. If you guys missed us the show, you can go to I'm about to go way off topic. I'm about to end the show in a minute. Okay. So, look, y'all got to forgive me because it is 10:12. Y'all got to forgive me. I was about to go way off topic for a second. But, yes. Anyway, so like I said, forgiveness, like we were just talking, you know, like I said, forgiveness. I just want to keep working on forgiving people. I want people to forgive me because I wouldn't want something to happen to me or someone else and they just... And nobody forgave anybody. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like forgiveness is important. And as I said, and I will say it again, I am grateful that we forgave each other. Like I said, if you don't know our history, then you wouldn't understand. But we were not speaking. We were, like, I had blocked, just everything. But like I said, I'm not going to the past.
A lot of things that people don't know behind the scenes. We actually,
right.
I'm gonna put this out there. A lot of people don't know our history, but a lot of people don't know we really do love each other. Like
right.
In real time and in real life. Things that you guys don't get. You don't get them conversations with,
hi, how you doing?
You
what
know,
the hell?
You got to understand. You gotta
what
understand.
The hell?
This my little boo thing at the end of the day. So, you know, it's when it's your boo thing, it's a little different. So, you know.
He always have my back.
I mean, that's neither here nor there. But, you know, that's,
yeah.
She's, Queen J is such a sweet person. And like I said, she's definitely going to keep this podcast going. I definitely will be back on the show. So, like I said, man, if y'all understand our history, you lost in the sauce. So,
they won't let me quit, y'all. I told them, him and a few others, I said, I want to delete my show. I said, I'm done podcasting. I said, I want to delete my podcast. And I had one person to tell me, well, you know what? You just need to take a break. And I did. I took a six-month break. So that's why I'm going so hard now. Like, I did a show earlier. I did a show yesterday. I got to do a show tomorrow night because Memorial Day, I'm not even going to be around. So I want to go sit down. Oh, you look better. So I said, I want, you know, nighttime conversation. I miss doing it. So I just had people, like I said, Barack O'Holiday's always had my back since day one. I don't care what nobody say. Like, he always had my back. I know I might do some shit that he don't understand, but I ain't got to worry about him.
But like I said, man, it's my little boo thing at the end of the day, man. So, you know, it's a little different.
He never never have turned his, I'm saying, you know, we had our differences and shit, but he never have, he's a true devil. If you have him in your life, y'all better keep him because he's loyal. He think I might not acknowledge it, but I know it. He's very loyal. Go sit down. I'm coming a minute. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all got nieces and nephews, you can love them, but please get them to go home. Come out of work. Go home. But Jesus Christ. But yes, y'all, like it's just the whole thing. We just talking about, you know, forgiving people, and it's just I just got emotional. I had to hold myself because I try to be professional on my show, but I just had to hold myself because it's hard when people hurt you, and you never like I was telling y'all earlier with that situation about that dude taking that stuff out of me. It was hard because to forgive him because I was so angry with him because I could have lost my life. And that's how they say, if y'all out there in abusive relationships or whatever the case is, or if you're in danger, there are so many help. 911 can put 911 on the speed dial. Reach out to somebody because I've known people that lost their lives to that type of situation. My mom used to get abused. I told y'all sometimes we go off topic. This is a nighttime conversation for the grown and the sexy or whatever you want to say. Well, it is for the grown
people.
Yeah,
put the kids to bed.
It is for the
grown
people.
Yeah, put your kids
though.
To bed because they don't need to hear nothing like this.
Listen, y'all, check this out. We got a show tomorrow night that was supposed to be for Mora Day, like I said. I'm not going to be around more days. I'm glad this person could do this tomorrow night. I'm telling y'all, me and Holiday just chilled tonight. We ain't really went deep in depth, you know. But I'm telling y'all, if y'all listen to his episodes with me before, y'all know he's raw and uncut. He did that with his podcast, and he's going to do that here. But tomorrow night,
Global Bobby's coming back real soon. Global Bounty Season 3, I will be back, Jack.
Right.
And coming soon. Stay tuned.
So we might as well do announcements because, like I said, I might as well do my announcements. Listen, tomorrow night around 9 o'clock, same time we do this one, who actually knows the guest that I had interviewed today, she's ready. She going to ask me some questions. So I'm going to be in the hot seat on my show. She asked me some questions. We are getting to the ups and downs of relationships and whatever else that she feel like she want to talk about. So y'all do not want to miss that tomorrow night. Definitely not want to miss that. That is another part of nighttime conversation. And we already said we doing a part 2 Wednesday night. So I'm just super excited where my podcast is going. I'm just super excited that I didn't give it up, that I had people in my corner that said, nah. Right now, I'm at 931 listens. And as I always say, when people come to my show, or whatever the case is, it's not about listens. It's about the fact that you guys tune to my show, and I'm always forever grateful. I was grateful for the interview earlier. I don't know if you got to listen to it, but I was grateful. I know I probably made some mistakes, but she enjoyed it. She was comfortable. And I was comfortable, and I was so amazed at how talented she is. And they know the thing about all three of you, and why I say three of you, the guests I had earlier, the guests I have tomorrow night, and you, all of you guys do music. So I'm thinking of doing a show one day dedicated to everybody who do music. I don't care if it's DJing. They have their own music as well. They have songs. Like, my guest earlier had a song. I told her I got to play that song again because I loved it. My guest tomorrow playing her song when the show starts. She played her music. She's a producer. Like, I'm going to have a show dedicated to anybody who does music or artists. Like, I'm going to have a show dedicated to that. I know for a fact. You guys are so talented. Like, y'all might don't know each other, but y'all are so, like, talented, for real. So,
Thank you.
You're welcome. So listen, if you missed the interview earlier, I'm just doing my announcements. Y'all missed the show. Y'all know it don't take long for this to be uploaded and the sound going. Interview was earlier. It's already posted. That was amazing. I was very honored, always honored, very honored to do an interview. I would do an interview for anybody, but I was just so honored that she came to me and said, I want you to do an interview for me. Always happy to have Holiday on the show with me. He's not a new guest. If you guys have listened to my show, a lot of people listen to episodes that me and him had. I had to delete one of them because of space. I didn't have space at the time to when I want to do more shows. But that's okay because we create more. A lot of people liked when he was on the show. So, most definitely, yeah. I didn't know what to talk about because he was asking me to do a show for a minute. Listen, I'm just going to get this disclaimer out there. Sometime when I don't feel like doing a show, y'all might see him just do one by himself on here. So stay tuned for that. Like I said, tomorrow night we bring a good nighttime conversation again, and I'm ready for that. I will start back doing my birthday podcast next month. I'm going to start back doing my shout-out person for the month next month. I did three already before I went on hiatus. So if you guys missed those episodes, you can go back to listen to that. Holiday, you know what time it is. You got anything you want to promote? Like, and your music links, I need you to send me so that I can put them in the description box as well.
King's Trophy, definitely. King's Trophy, my sixth album is on the way. Shout out to my whole team. Shout out to the whole Live Mixtapes. The whole team over there. Shout out to everybody that has distribution. Shout out to all the distribution companies. Salute to all my relationships. I can go all day and all night. You know who you are. Look out for new music. Look out for new everything, man. Like I said, follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram if you want to get up with me. Anybody want hosting, anybody want interviews, I'm open to do sit-down interviews. Make sure you just reach out to me through Instagram or Twitter. It doesn't matter. I'm always, you might get a response in 24 hours. And like I said, go ahead. Don't be out here kissing unless you got to. Don't be out here kissing nobody. Don't be out here doing anything dangerous.
Listen, y'all. I'm telling you, this person right here is doing my tell-all interview. I'm ready whenever he ready. I'm ready to do my tell-all interview. I don't want nobody else to do it but him. I want to do my interview, my personal interview on my show. Ain't no question going to be off limits. We got to make that happen next week because I'm ready. I'm ready to do my tell-all interview. Like, anytime
we'll
after Monday.
Off.
Yeah.
We'll talk off air.
I'm ready to do my interview. But, y'all, like I said, I'm going to give him to send me his links because I said I was going to do better at posting links. So, I did good with the last episode I did earlier. So I'm going to give him to send me his links so I can put in the description box. So when you guys listen to this episode, you go, people, please go support other people, y'all. There are a lot of talented people out here, have a lot of talents at different things. Please go support people, y'all. I want to read this response that just came in. It says, I believe in forgiveness, but that doesn't mean I allow person uncensored access into my life. So he or she can abuse me as well as my kindness. So I get what he's trying to say, like, but basically what you were saying earlier, like, you can forgive people, but you just ain't about to keep letting them doing you any kind of way and have access to your life. Like, I feel that, yeah. Dr. Jordan. I feel that. Like, yeah,
oh, yeah.
I forget. I'm gonna start back posting
That's where the reconnection not coming in. Everything doesn't require reconnection.
Right. And like
that's
I said, like we told y'all, like I told y'all, he didn't say much about it, but like I told y'all, And we had one of the biggest fallouts ever, more than one time, and still got back reconnected. And still got back reconnected. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just, it depends on the person. It depends on two people if you want to reconnect. And I don't want some people to reconnect to me. If you feel like that's what you had to do, I've been accepted that it's okay. You don't have to reconnect with me. But sometimes some people you're supposed to reconnect with. Right. Sometimes some people you're supposed to reconnect with. So listen, y'all, don't get mad at me. It's after 10 o'clock. Y'all know Holiday is unfiltered. He is unfiltered. Y'all just got a little chill version of him tonight. Listen, if you heard him on my show before, yeah, you know he don't care what he say. He just was chill. But listen, we gonna have a juicy.
I'm gonna come back and we gonna give y'all some topics that require my assistance. So
yeah,
I'm gonna definitely come back on the show. We gonna get into it this year. We gonna have some fun.
Yeah, and it's gonna be starting. It's definitely nighttime conversations. Actually, well, this was good tonight. I don't know what I think because of our history. I think that was a perfect topic, but tomorrow night is definitely going to get good. I'm going to be in a hot seat. I don't know what questions are going to be asked to me, but it's going to be good. So, y'all, make sure that y'all follow me on Twitter at @amazing_j2698. Listen, before I go, I want to let y'all know that I am on iTunes. Shout out to my girl, Keita, for putting me on iTunes. I will have the link in the description box. It may not be tonight, but I will edit the description and put the link. If you don't like to listen to Blog Talk, there are people that don't like Blog Talk, go to iTunes. This will be posted on iTunes. I am connected to Amazon Music. So for those of you who like Amazon Music, I want to be different. I said, everybody's on Spotify. And I like Amazon Music too. So I said, I'm going to put my podcast on Amazon Music. So go to Amazon Music. This episode will be there with my other episodes. And I'm currently trying to get connected to Stitcher Premium. I'm working on it. So soon I will be on Stitcher Premium. So there's other platforms out there if you don't want to just listen on Blog Talk. My goal is to have somebody make me a website for my podcast. I can't tell you when that's coming, but I'm going to make it happen. All right, y'all, like I said, as always, it's always a pleasure to have a Rocco Holiday on the show, and y'all will be seeing more of him. I'm not seeing more of him, but hearing more from him soon. I want to say real quick, shout out to Ringside Society for inviting me on their show this morning. I do apologize because I thought the show was going to be tonight, and it was this morning. I'm so sorry, but I told them that, you know, next time they do a wrestling show, make sure to ask me. I'll be there because y'all, they are part of the reason why I do podcasts. They inspired me to start a podcast. Always, let me just say my last words before we get out of here. Always acknowledge the people who inspired you. Them and Keita, when she do her show, they inspired me. But Ringside was the first one. Ringside Society inspired me, and that's why I do wrestling shows, which my first wrestling show after my hiatus will be back in August. We're doing an all-women panel, so make sure y'all stay tuned. I'm telling y'all, Queen J Podcast coming back in full effect, and I just want to thank those that pushed me to not delete my show. All right, y'all, we are out. I don't know if Holiday got any last words, but I'm done for tonight.
It's like I said, don't be out here kissing. Don't be out here doing anything dangerous. And make sure you wrap up because it is Safe Sex Month. So don't be out here raw dogging. And don't be out here. Just make sure you put a rub on.
Please. I can't do it.
Safe Sex Month.
I can't do it tonight, y'all.
And we out, man.
I can't do it.